Now, as part of our World Humanitarian Day programming, today we recognize a staff working with Save the Children, an international children's charity operation in South Sudan.
Now, joining us this morning to speak about the work of Save the Children in South Sudan is Mulauzi Besta, who is Save the Children's Program Director. Good morning and good to have you on Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Yes. Now, let's go right away and find out about Save the Children in the country. Now, how long has Save the Children been operating in South Sudan? And can you tell us more about your work?
Thank you. So, Save the Children has been operating in South Sudan since 1991. Save the Children works to support children and their families throughout the country in areas of education, food security, child protection, health and nutrition, as well as child rights governance. Currently, Save the Children is responding in some of the worst affected areas in the former Eastern Equatoria, the former Jonglei, and the former Northern Bargazal, in spite of the conflict and instability around across South Sudan. We're also operating in Maban and Rumbek, but in more developmental programming. For example, we are in the areas worst affected, we are screening and treating children and their families for malnutrition and other diseases. We are reuniting children who have been separated from their parents or guardians during the fighting, and we're also providing children with protection and psychosocial support. You might want to know that we're also a leading organization in education programming, supporting basic education, primary and secondary education, as well as provision of vocational skills training for youth. And we have recently scaled up our food security programming with a focus on cash transfers and resilience building interventions.
Yes, now, except the children operating here in South Sudan, what are some of the major dangers and threats facing the children of South Sudan?
As you know, children in war are always the worst affected, either directly as innocent victims of conflict, or indirectly as sufferers of child protection violations and malnutrition. With an estimated 60% of the population across the country being under the age of 18, thousands have been separated from their loved ones as a result of the violence and are now at risk of abuse, exploitation, grave violations, including sexual violence. Mm-hmm. Children make up around half of those displaced, and more than 15,000 are currently registered as unaccompanied, separated, or missing.
Right. And how has Save the Children responded to these threats?
On the issue of separation of children with their family, Save the Children is the leading agency for family tracing and reunification. And we're currently managing a national child protection information system that has registered over 15,000 children, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And over the past years, we've been investing intensively in our family tracing and reunification program. And as I speak now, a few weeks ago, we reunified the 5,000th child with their family, so it was actually a great milestone.
Wow.
In addition to our existing programs, we're also providing ongoing support and capacity building to different partners in family tracing and reunification.
Right. Are you continuing?
Sure. I was about to say that apart from that, we're also the frontline responders in health and nutrition, and also we're providing quality education in an emergency setting. So we are in almost all the dimensions that affect children, we're responding to them.
Yes, Mulauzi, as we all know, this coming Saturday, which is the 19th of August, we are commemorating or celebrating the International Humanitarian Day. Now, as a humanitarian organization in South Sudan, what challenges has Save the Children staff encountered as you deliver aid to children in need?
These challenges start from at the operational level. So we're basically facing a lot of challenges in trying to reach those most in need because of road access due to the bad weather, the weather conditions. So this ends up increasing our operating costs immensely because we now have to fly people and supplies as opposed to using road transport. Mm-hmm. And also some insecurity on those routes also forces us to use road transport as well. So we really are facing challenges in accessing those in need, and we're worried that at times that lead, we're losing children, and where people, the situation is getting worse because of that. But I should commend the UN and the donor community for putting in place logistical arrangements such as UNHAS flights, and this has greatly relieved some of that burden. Back into the insecurity, it is quite unfortunate that we've had some of our staff killed as they are trying to reach communities in need. And we've also recently had assets and food meant for malnourished children looted and destroyed over the past few years. So it is a worrying situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, the theme for this year's World Humanitarian Day is not a target. And how relevant is a theme to the work of Save the Children in South Sudan?
This theme is relevant to our work as a frontline responder. We need to have access to children who are in need of our assistance without any threats to our staff or program. Mm-hmm. Our work is guided by our humanitarian principles, so our staff shouldn't be targeted by any armed groups as they put their lives on the line on a daily basis to help children in need.
Yes, as you did mention clearly, we need an environment where the staffs cannot be targeted. As a humanitarian worker, I mean, what motivates you to wake up and go to work every day and trying to help the needy?
You know, it's the satisfaction of making a difference in people's lives, especially children. Each time I see a child being discharged from a nutrition stabilization center after undergoing treatment, for instance, or the sight of young girls and boys who have now started a business and are now able to take care of themselves and their family after undergoing a Save the Children supported vocational skills training. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel that it is possible to have a fair and just world, and that's really what gets me up in the morning.
Right. And finally here, what is your message for World Humanitarian Day?
My message for World Humanitarian Day is that children have been the victims of terrible violence that has erupted around them and engulfed their communities. My message for World Humanitarian Day is that violence and brutality against children and civilians must stop, and there should be renewed efforts to re-establish peace.
Mulauzi, thank you so much for coming to Mirror Breakfast. You really do enjoy your time, and thanks for coming up.